Sarah. Sarah made a big mistake and paid a big price, but she did many things right, and we are to learn from her example. Although she had faults and weaknesses, there is no evidence in Scripture that Sarah opposed Abraham or hindered his purpose. What was Sarah's submission or purpose? Sarah wandered with Abraham. Where he went, she went. She submitted to his leadership and purpose, blending her life with his. Abraham and Sarah had joint purpose that required both of them to submit to the Lord. When they came under God's mission, their divine connection came into fruition. In their old age, they produced the son of promise, Isaac, through whom would come the nation of Israel, through whom would come Jesus, Savior of the world. Along with Abraham, who is called the father of our faith, Sarah is commended in the New Testament for her submissive attitude towards her husband and for her faith. The following scripture applies to all wives, not just Sarah. Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, if you do good, and are not afraid with any terror. 1 Peter 3:3-6.